So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhu to enlighten us on the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? I think Prabhuji has not joined yet. Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Mataji, has Prabhuji joining or?
Mataji, Prabhuji is not on the call, Mataji. I guess we need to wait for a few minutes.
Okay, Mataji, no problem. So that we can stop recording and we can start again.
But Shyama Gauri Mataji is not on the call, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji is on the call. She introduced.
She's there. Yeah, she's there. I thought she got dropped out. Yeah, she's there. Maybe she's calling Advaita Chandra Prabhu.
Yes, Mataji. Yes. So we can chant or we can wait to Prabhuji.
Yeah, Prabhuji is joining, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji.
Mataji, can you please stop recording? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavatu Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We will discuss today on the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. And where we discuss how Srila Haridas Thakur became the Namacharya and who is actually Haridas Thakur. So as Prahlad Maharaj, he appeared in a family of demons. And Hanuman appeared as a monkey. Similarly, Sri Haridas Thakur appeared amongst the lower caste, even though he was Brahma. He's called Brahma Haridas. Sri Haridas Thakur, he had a very handsome form and all the aristocratic features. He was very intellectual. He won all the debates in Sanskrit and philosophy. Yet he was very famous that he never lost his temper. At a very young age, he became famous for his devotion, for his austerities. And later, when he became a Vaishnava, even though he was born in a Muslim family, even the Brahmanas at that time would eagerly smear their bodies with the dust of his lotus feet. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Supreme Lord Ananta Deva, he himself praises Haridas Thakur, saying, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always desire to associate with such devotees as Haridas, and the demigods desire to touch the transcendental body of Haridas. Simply by saying his name, Haridas, one will be promoted to Krishna's abode. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement, at that time, Sri Navadvip Dham, it was full of gross materialists and worshippers of Kali who were guided by Smartha Brahmanas. And these Smartha Brahmanas, they forbade loud chanting of the holy names by the Vaishnavas, because they would say, if you chant so loudly, it might awaken Lord Vishnu, who will then become angry and curse Navadvip with a famine. So stop chanting the holy name so loudly. But it was Haridas Thakur's habit, always while he would wander along the bank of the Ganges, he would loudly chant Hare Krishna. Every day, he would take one meal a day. And before taking his one meal, he would finish 192 rounds. One time, one Brahmana, Smartha Brahmana, he challenged Haridas Thakur. He said, the proper method to chant the Hare Krishna is to silently chant within one's mind. Why do you chant loudly? So Srila Haridas Thakur, he quoted scriptures. He quoted Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam and Naradiya Puran, and he conclusively proved that loud chanting of Krishna's names gives 100 times more results than silent chanting. He said in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Yannama Grihan Akhilan Stotrin Atmanavacha Sadya Punati. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting as well as himself. So he said, it says here, your name, Krishna's name, purifies all who hear the chanting, which means there is no harm in chanting loudly. Others should also hear. This is in 10th canto, 34th chapter, 17th verse. And then Haridas Thakur asked him, which is better, just to feed yourself or to feed yourself and simultaneously feed 1,000 others? And then he won the debate. Many times people mistakenly they think that since Srila Haridas Thakur, he always chanted Hare Krishna, he was not relishing the mellows of Radha Madhava's pastimes. Because he's chanting, so he doesn't have time to read about Krishna's pastimes and relish them. But Krishna's name is Nama Chintamani and Rasa Vigraha, which means the embodiment of Rasa. So by purely chanting the holy names of Krishna, Haridas Thakur definitely tasted the transcendental mellows of loving devotion to Radha Madhava. In fact, Haridas Thakur taught everyone how to enter the Rasa Shastras through the door of Mahaprabhu's mercy, which is received by purely and constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Mahaprabhu is giving his mercy. All we have to do is just receive it. How do we receive it? By chanting constantly the holy names of Krishna. Then, Nama Rupa Guna Leela, when we chant the names, then Rupa, the form of the Lord, is revealed through the chanting of the holy names. Through the chanting of the holy names, the qualities and pastimes of the Lords are revealed. Name, form, qualities, pastimes, everything is within the holy name. And because of Srila Haridas Thakur's strong faith in the holy name, his strong practice of chanting the holy name, the Muslim rulers were very much threatened that there is a Muslim, Haridas Thakur, who has converted to Vaishnavism, and not only converted, he is chanting the holy name so loudly. So the Muslim rulers arrested him. The Qazi arrested him and said, arrest him and bring him to me. When he was brought, Haridas Thakur told the Qazi, Haridas, O Qazi, all living entities in creation are inspired by the Lord in the heart to act in different ways. We have different religions, people of different religions. They praise the Lord's holy names and qualities according to the view of their scriptures. This is the first interfaith dialogue that happened. And by his example, Haridas Thakur is teaching us how to enter the interfaith dialogue. And we see that Srila Prabhupada preached the same way to Christians, to Muslims. He also said, different people praise the Lord's holy names differently. And the Lord accepts everyone's moods. If the Christians, they want to chant Hallelujah, they can chant. All we are asking is, you chant the Lord's holy names. That is what is recommended for this age. We recommend chanting Hare Krishna, but if you want to chant something else, chant. But it should be the bona fide name of the Supreme Lord. And this is what Haridas Thakur also said. He said, the Supreme Lord accepts everyone's moods. But if anyone shows malice or envy or tries to subvert someone's religion, then he's actually showing envy to the Supreme Lord himself, who is worshipped by that religion. If we cannot see God being worshipped in someone else's religion, then we cannot see the Lord being worshipped in our own religion. God is one, and that person becomes envious of the same Supreme Lord that he himself is worshipping. The governor of Bengal at that time, he understood these words. But the local ruler, the Qazi, he insisted, Haridas, make a choice. Either you give up Vaishnavism or you die. What do you want? Haridas Thakur, he replied firmly, even if my body is hacked to pieces and even if I'm killed, still I will keep chanting Hare Krishna. This was his strong faith. So the Qazi became very, very infuriated. He ordered, publicly whip Haridas Thakur to death. And so there were all these soldiers who publicly took him, dragged him through 22 marketplaces and brutally beat him in front of everyone. And then he was thrown in the Ganges. While he was being beaten, he was absorbed in remembering Lord Hari. And he was constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Because of the power of the Hare Krishna mantra, he was survived by Krishna's grace. In fact, when Sri Chaitanya, when Krishna, it is said that Krishna, as soon as he saw that Haridas Thakur is being beaten like this while he's chanting Hare Krishna, he took up his Sudarshan Chakra and he wanted to kill the soldiers who were beating him. But Krishna told, in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, the only reason Krishna stopped is he wanted to throw his Sudarshan Chakra. But because you were praying constantly while being beaten for the forgiveness of these soldiers, the Sudarshan Chakra would not get released because of your power of forgiveness. This is the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness does not require any reason. If we are looking for a reason to forgive, we will never find any reason to forgive. We'll find so many reasons to not forgive. If you're looking for a reason to forgive, you will always, if suppose, say, please forgive this person. If you ask, why should I forgive? There is no reason. If you're asking why, then you will never forgive. Forgiveness comes even when there is no reason to forgive. That is mercy. Because Haridas Thakur was being beaten, still he asked for forgiveness for these soldiers. Just like Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he asked for forgiveness for these people, for they know not what they are doing. Why is that? If Haridas Thakur, if Jesus Christ would have asked, why should I forgive? What is the reason? They won't have found any reason to forgive. Forgiveness comes from the purity of the heart. And we may tell someone we have forgiven unless the grudge goes away from our heart. We can never forgive. One of the reasons devotees give, there is no material reason, but a spiritual reason is, if we do not forgive others, why will Krishna forgive us? Are we without any offenses? We have done so many offenses, and Krishna has been forgiving us. If we forgive others, Krishna will, there is hope that Krishna will forgive us too. So, when the soldiers saw that Haridas Thakur has miraculously survived from the Ganges, he came back. They came, they gave an enthusiastic welcome and begged forgiveness for their offenses. And Haridas Thakur said, I forgave you even before you committed the offense. Now I pray for your devotion, that you may become devotees of the Lord. And then they said, but still, we beat you. That's such a grave offense. And Haridas Thakur said, well, I deserved worse. This was a fit punishment for me. And the soldier said, what? Why do you think this was fit punishment for you? You are such a pure soul. He said, no. I heard the blasphemy of Vaishnavas from the mouth of the Qazi. How could I live hearing blasphemies? That was my offense, that I heard Vaishnava Prad and I still lived. I did not leave from there. So this was not, Qazi was just an instrument. This is something which was given to me by Krishna himself because of hearing Vaishnava Prad. Such was the humility and realization of Srila Haridas Thakur. Sri Haridas Thakur, he took Diksha from Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was his spiritual master. And Haridas Thakur, he exerted immense influence from the start of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. He teamed up with Lord Nityananda and spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur would go together to each and every house and knock the house and ask them, please chant Hare Krishna. It's just like door-to-door chanting of Hare Krishna. After some time, when Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave him a room in the garden next to his. And every day, the Lord would come to give prasad to Haridas Thakur and then discuss Krishna Katha. Srila Haridas Thakur, he appeared in a village called Buron, which is a subdivision of Khulna, is now in Bangladesh. And it is said that this place, Buron, is the place where the chanting of the holy names became revealed. Then he came to the bank of Ganges at Fulia near Shantipur, and Advaita Acharya was very happy to get his association. The Brahmana, as he was, he used to live in Fulia. Fulia is very near Shantipur. And the Brahmana residents of Fulia were very pleased to see how he worshipped the holy name. So in this way, Srila Haridas Thakur used to spend his days spreading Krishna consciousness, and then during the last days, he was in Jagannath Puri, in Siddha Bakul. If we go now, there is a tree there, a Bakul tree, which was created by Lord Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the Datun of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. He would come, take darshan of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and then he would come to see Haridas Thakur. One time when he came, he brought the Datun of the Lord, and then he sowed it in the ground, and immediately it germinated into a big tree, a Siddha Bakul tree, under which Srila Haridas Thakur could chant, sit and chant in the shade. When Srila Haridas Thakur left this world, he was chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He was having Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet upon his chest, and he was seeing Lord Chaitanya's lotus face while leaving his body. Lord Chaitanya personally carried the body of Haridas Thakur to the sea, and with his own hands he buried him in the sand. When he carried his body, there was a loud kirtan of the holy names procession. Then Mahaprabhu begged alms for a festival to honor Haridas Thakur's departure. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya paid tribute to his pure devotee. We can see the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur is located by the sea in Jagannath Puri. And when we go to the ocean, we will see his Samadhi is still there. So Shri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. So if you have any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much talking about Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I can tell one more pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur, that there were several times that the Muslim rulers actually came to defame Haridas Thakur. And at one time, they sent a prostitute. And this prostitute was sent to defame the name of Haridas Thakur. As Haridas Thakur was chanting, she came and she expressed her desire to become intimate with him. And Haridas Thakur, he did not offend her. He just said, "Oh, you want to? Okay, just wait. Let me finish my rounds, and then I will come. He would chant 300,000 names, which is almost 192 rounds every day, which would take him 22 hours to finish his rounds. And then he would take a meal, and he would take some rest, whatever he could. The next day, again, start chanting. That was his bhajan, that was his sadhana. So, this prostitute, she got very tired the first day, waiting. And when Lord Chaitanya, when Sri Haridas Thakur stopped his chanting, she had gone to sleep. So Srila Haridas Thakur also went to sleep, and then next day morning he woke up, he started chanting. When she woke up, she saw that Haridas Thakur is chanting. She said, "Are, you told me that after you finish your rounds, you will become intimate." So he said, "Yeah, but now today's second day's rounds I have to complete. So after I complete this, then." So then she waited, and she was hearing the holy names. She was hearing holy names directly from the Namacharya, from Haridas Thakur, and slowly, her mind became purified. And after 3 days of waiting and hearing the holy names, she submitted to Haridas Thakur, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I was sent here by the Qazi to defame you. But you have transformed my heart." And then Srila Haridas Thakur said, "Now I will leave this place, but if you would like, you can chant the holy names." So she said, "Yes, I'd like to be your disciple." He initiated her. He left the place, and she started worshipping Tulsi Maharani and chanting the holy names in front of Tulsi Maharani. This was the instructions of Haridas Thakur to that lady, and she took it to heart, and she continued doing it. So this pastime is very, very instructive, because many times Maya also allures us. When we are chanting our holy names, when we are performing bhakti, Maya comes and allures. "Come. It's okay. Don't worry. You can be distracted for a while. You've been chanting for so many years. If one day you do not chant, what's the harm? Look, I'll give you a deal. For devotees, she knows that devotees have been hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. They know that we should be very, very aware of Maya. So she says, "I'll give you a deal. The deal is, you give your whole life to Krishna. I don't mind. You give your whole years to Krishna, all the weeks to Krishna, all the months to Krishna, all the moments, all the seconds to Krishna. All I'm asking is this one moment you give to me. That's all. Just give me this one moment." And we think, "Yeah, well, that's not a bad deal. You know, anyways, I'm tired, I need a break." And then we give that one moment to Maya. "Give this one moment to me." We give that one moment to Maya, and then Maya, after we give that one moment, Maya says, "Did anything happen? See, you're still a devotee. Everyone still calls you a devotee. Just give me one more moment. You need a break. Come on." And we say, "Yeah, I mean, nothing happened with that previous moment. Maybe this moment also." And moment by moment by moment, we keep giving to Maya. And then suddenly our whole life is gone, and we are like, "What did I do? I was supposed to be a devotee of Krishna. In the name of being devotee of Krishna, I've been wasting my time. It's time to wake up." But we should learn from Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's strategy was he applied Maya's strategy on Maya herself. He told Maya. Similarly, we should tell Maya that I will give my whole life to you. I will give my entire years and months and weeks and hours and seconds to you. But this one moment let me give to Krishna. Because this moment is the only reality. The moment that passed away, the moment that is coming, is all a humbug. We don't know what's going to happen. We cannot change what the moment that passed. We cannot estimate what's going to happen in the moment that's going to come. What we have is this current moment. So if we tell Maya, if our mind says, let's do something different than Krishna consciousness, we should tell our mind, I'll do it later. Don't say, no, we should not do it. If we say that, the mind then comes back really hard. What? You will not listen to me? When we are chanting, when we get distracted, when we get this, especially while chanting, we get these genius thoughts. Thoughts which we have never thought before. About our work, about our business, about our family, even about executing devotional projects. Such genius thoughts come. But these thoughts are nothing but distraction. As long as they are distracting us from the chanting of the holy names, from hearing attentively, these are nothing but distractions. And we think, because the mind is very much calm at that time, therefore it comes up with these genius thoughts. Throughout the day we are busy, we are engaged, we don't have time to sit and think about things. But during chanting, our mind, we are sitting and our mind is ready to go to different places. And if we are a little bit inattentive, it goes to so many different places and gives us these distractions. But we should tell our mind, no. If we tell our mind, no, I will not do this, then the mind will come back with equal force. How dare you say no to me? And then it will come up with much, much more allurements while we are chanting. So all we say is, okay, mind, these are good thoughts. This is nice. I will implement it. But just for this moment, let me focus on Krishna's holy names. I'll think about it later. Let me just focus right now. Just keep procrastinating. We keep procrastinating Krishna consciousness. We should keep procrastinating distractions to Krishna consciousness. Rather than saying no to the mind, say, I'll do it later. But this moment is the only moment I have. Let me give it to Krishna. Let me give it to Krishna. And a pure devotee is one who every moment chooses to please Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. Every moment we have a choice. Just because we surrender this moment to Krishna does not guarantee that the next moment we will surrender to Krishna. We will again have to make a choice. And Srila Haridas Thakur made the choice. He said, let me finish my rounds, then I will come. Let me give this moment to Krishna, and then we'll see what happens the next moment. Next moment, we again have a choice. So let's not overwhelm ourselves with saying, my whole life is dedicated to Krishna consciousness, and then we get so bogged down, oh my God, that means I'm missing out on so many things. My friends are doing so many other things. I need to do that. It's all because it's all in the mind. We are thinking we are a devotee for the whole life. Yes, that's our intention. But in practice, we have to be a devotee for just this one moment. and then the moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. Each moment, if we take it as a challenge, then we will be able to chant the holy names attentively and follow the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. So I ended a little earlier, but I thought this was something which we can also learn from. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, there is another pastime also, maybe will you be kind enough to recite, explain, but Maya Devi personally comes to Haridas Thakur to test him, however. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes, the same thing happened with Maya Devi also. But he employed the same strategy with Maya Devi. Because he was going in a, you know, living in a cave. So a prostitute came, and Maya Devi also came. And in the cave that he was living, Maya Devi came to test him, and then later took Harinam.
Wonderful.
Then Maya Devi took shelter of him, and she said, Lord Shiva gave me Ramanam. Because Maya Devi is none other than Parvati, Durga. She said that Shiva gave Ramanam when he said, Ramanam Sahasranam Tattulyam Ramanam Varanane. Rameti Rame Rame Mano Ramai. Sahasranam Tattulyam Ramanam Varanane. So Lord Shiva spoke this to Parvati and gave her Ramanam. Maya Devi told Haridas Thakur, please, you give me Krishna Nam. And so Srila Haridas Thakur initiated her also.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavas
Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for the wonderful lecture. Thank you for pointing out that the dialogue of Haridas Thakur with Kazi was the first interfaith dialogue, because that is the buzzword nowadays, interfaith.
Yes.
So, but yeah, you are the one who pointed out, and it is what it is. And also that procession that Mahaprabhu took to the house of Kazi with the people bearing torches was the first million man march.
Yes.
Back. So wonderful.
That's true.
Haridas Thakur, you know, changing the society girl into a devotee. I read it in the very beginning when I came to Krishna consciousness, and it was very striking for me because of the fact that, you know, we heard stories about Ajamila, who saw some obscene act and he lost his devotion, and then even rishis like Vishwamitra, who could just hear the sound of an anklet and break their meditation.
Yes, yes.
It was so wonderful. So thank you for telling that passage. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Also, Lord Chaitanya also had an interfaith dialogue with Chand Kazi at that time.
Right.
And there is one devotee, Airavat Das, in Arabia. He preaches in the Muslim countries. He's written Islam and Krishna Consciousness, a book, and he takes a lot of arguments and points from this conversation between Chand Kazi and Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you for sharing, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. All right, if there are no more questions, we can end here. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.